Hey, this is Terry, and we're talking boundaries.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. Listen, back on June 25th, 2015, I recorded a podcast talking about the 10 ways to build healthy boundaries, and I was doing it with my co-host, Josie. And we just had a great time talking, and I needed to update the intro a little bit because back then, this was more of a financial show, and this recording that you're about to hear was us pivoting from just being about insurance and financial planning and matters of just insurance products and financial planning and ways to budget your money, but to more of just personal growth and development, becoming an entrepreneur, doing things that's going to promote your well-being both personally and professionally. And so looking back on some of our most popular shows, this continues to be a very well-downloaded podcast. It's amazing. I probably get a few hundred downloads of this one particular podcast each week. And this thing is now almost 3 years old, 2.5 years old now. And so I wanted to re-record the intro here. We're about to go right into it of that recording that happened back in 2015. But just wanted to put a new intro on it to have the new branding of the show. Also let you know, if you would like to have an audiobook about boundaries, there are a lot of great ones out there for personal health and development and growth. And you can get that at TerryWilson3.com/freebook. That's TerryWilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook of your choice on this subject that would go even deeper than what we were able to cover here. Also, if you'd like to download my new book, which is You Are Worth More, it's a book about how I got started as an entrepreneur, the story of how I was recruited into a direct sales business and what it's done for me and my ups and my downs and my ins and my outs in life and some life lessons I've learned. I would love to give you that. You can go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore. That's TerryWilson3.com/worthmore and get that book. But without further ado, I would like to now offer you this live recording of me and Josie talking about healthy boundaries.
Right. Now I'm tapping it. And I mean, good Lord, I'm from the South, so I'm like, okay, what did he just say?
Yeah, so I'm on a training last night and going and taking questions and answers, and I get this text. And so you always have the right timing just to joke with me and mess me up.
I don't know if it's a compliment or intro.
It's both. It's a double entendre. But anyway, this morning we're both a little loopy. We were up last night doing trainings and stuff. And if you haven't got in on some of these trainings, you need to come to them. We do one every Monday night at 9 p.m. Yeah. Eastern Standard Time. They need to be there, don't they, Josie?
Say that again. I'm sorry. For some reason, I couldn't hear you.
Did I wake you up? I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I was sleeping good, too.
Is this just a bad dream? But anyway, yeah, I was just saying Monday nights we do trainings, so everyone's welcome to come out. You can always go to TerryWilson3.com/webinar and register.
Absolutely.
And we try to make it entertaining, insightful. Yes, we are pitching one of our products to help people get started in business, but you can take the principles and some of the ways that we're showing you how to do business and apply it to your own situation, whether you get engaged with one of our products or services or not. I think it's good information.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
it's your great content.
Absolutely. You know, in the coaching that I've been doing over the last week, one of the things, a recurring theme just keeps coming up. And, you know, in, you know, I guess counseling and psychology and ministry, they call it boundaries, you know, but, you know, I got to thinking really healthy boundaries is good business. It's not just good personal life, but it's actually good business. And I thought the Josie today, we would just talk to folks about setting healthy boundaries and how to maintain them, because, you know, it's if you don't have, and I'm not talking about building a wall, you know, because in business, you got to be open for business. If you start raising up walls and you're just impossible to connect with and get a hold of, then, you know, it's just like in a personal life, you start building walls and people can't connect with you. And then all of a sudden there's no relationships, and then there's no, you know, there's really no life without the relationships.
That's right.
So we're not
no
talking
about productivity, no prosperity, no increase, no progression.
That's right. Absolutely. So you can't have walls, but you can have healthy boundaries. And, you know, I want to make that distinction real clear. So I wanted to sort of give you 10 things that Josie and I wanted to just sort of, you know, 10 points that you could sort of consider, meditate upon, think about, and how it would apply both in your professional and your personal life. And the number one point I would give out is just name your limits. And there's two ways to take that here again, professional and personal. In my professional life, my limits are set by my calendar. You know, so I am very forthright in putting up a calendar. Here's when I'm available to speak. Here's when I'm not. Here's the time I'm available to speak. Because when I first got into doing more of this consulting work and biz op work and bringing people on and coaching them and training them and equipping them to do business, it was great at first because you know, 30, 40, 100 people, that's manageable. And then all of a sudden you get 500 people, and then they're bringing 500 people nervous, and all of a sudden this thing snowballs and everybody in the world wants to talk to Terry Wilson, you know. And it's just like, you just start pulling it. And because you got this compassion and passion about helping people, it wore on me. I mean, it there for a while, and I just discovered I need to set some healthy boundaries. I've done that in my personal life, you know, and you're like me, Josie, you do a lot of ministry and a lot of different things outside of just business. And you know, if you don't sort of qualify and quantify, this is what I'm available, this is what I'm not, this is what I can do, and this is what I can't do, man, people will pull on you, won't they?
Absolutely. And the thing is, Terry, your tolerance level can begin to drop every area. Before you know it, then you're not getting enough rest because you're trying, especially if you have a heart to serve people and you want to help people as much as you can. Before you know it, you're trying so much, you're giving so much, you're not taking care of yourself. And then stress can come in because you're not getting enough rest. We have to identify what we're going to do and make a conscious, focused decision that's determined, that we're disciplined in, where we're not going to go outside.
That's good. Absolutely. And so I guess you're talking about point number two, which is this: tune into your own feelings and understand.
Absolutely.
You know, where you're at, and sort of be wise about managing yourself. So that's good stuff. You know, the third point I would
Terry,
point,
before you go into the third one, I want to interject this. My pastor always says to me, Josie, what does your gut feeling say? And many times, you know, in the church world, we use that word discernment, you know, and then we use another word that talks about, you know, your instincts. And the thing about setting boundaries, many times your gut will tell you, okay, you're going overboard. This is too much. You have to stay in tune with your body and with your spirit, because I promise you, it will give you warning signals, or it will give you okay signals that says, oh, it's okay. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Oh, absolutely. I think absolutely. And you know, it's sort of like they teach you on how to take tests in school. They always say, if you really don't have a clear cut, I mean, I know this is the answer. They always tell you the next thing is, what did your gut say at first? What was your first impulse?
Yep, that's your first instinct. That's right.
Because a lot that's of times that's your subconscious. And in the, you know, the church world, the spirit world, we're saying that's the unction. That's the spirit that might be recalling some things in that sub level that you're just not fully conscious of. And you need to trust that because that's why it was put there. You know? So and I can tell you in business, matter of fact, about 3 months ago, I had a guy call me and make me just a very, very nice, lucrative offer to do some partnership work. And it was just something in my gut that just didn't like it. I mean, it all sounded good on paper. It looked good. His words were so smooth. And, you know, I'm not saying he was necessarily trying to con me, but it was right. just it, from the surface. It appeared really good. And I told my wife, I said, there's just something about that. I just don't understand it. You know, I should, you know, intellectually, it made sense. Business, it made sense. But just in my gut, it just wasn't. It wasn't clicking. And so I turned declined the offer. And sure enough, about 4 weeks later, some things came to light that I saw. And I was like, man, that was God telling me.
That would have been tragic.
It would have been tragic.
Yes. And you know what else, Terry? Another thing, too. Many times when we're going through those things and we're looking and expecting doors and opportunities to open, we have to learn that every good door doesn't mean it's the greatest door for us to take. That's that was right. a good door, it yep. appeared to be.
Right.
But it wasn't great for where you were going and great for your destiny and great for your goals. So we have to kind of line those things in with setting those boundaries and keeping focus on where we're going, what we're planning to do, what our goals are, and not allowing ourselves to get pulled in a direction that may not allow us to keep pursuing our goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that goes back to you said something in a show prior about writing your goals, your vision, you know, down, mm-hmm. writing it in it where it's plain, where you can see it and everyone else. And I think that goes into, point number three in being direct. You know, don't be apologetic Absolutely. For being who you are and being what you're about and having a purpose and a goal and an agenda even. I'm not talking about an agenda can sometimes have negative connotations. And if, mm-hmm. if your mm-hmm. agenda is to, you know, trump other people's feelings, is to, you know, diminish other people, hurt other people just for your own advancement, that's when agendas can be bad. But if you've got an agenda, a goal, a strategy, mm-hmm. This is what we're about. This is what I want to do. Put it out there, be direct and don't be apologetic about it. Okay.
Exactly.
I was having a conversation with someone just the other day. If I have to jump through these hoops and become this person for you to like, accept, or want to do business with me or be my friend or whatever the context would be in the relationship, then the relationship's not worth having. Because if
That's right.
you can't put on a show forever, eventually you're going to want to be yourself. You know, that's just your natural default, what you naturally default, the way you speak, the way you think, the way you feel, the things you enjoy. You were created that way. Why be apologetic mm-hmm. about it? Now, I'm not saying if you got mm-hmm. bad habits or bad characteristics, they don't need to be worked on or changed. But I'm just saying the run-of-the-mill day-to-day, this is who I am, this is what I like. Don't apologize for that. And don't allow yourself mentally to feel like you have to.
Come on now. You know, you're right about that. my pastor used to thrill me when we first met, and I always refer to him because he's a lot of reason why I think the way that I do. But he used to drill me because I would always explain everything, assuming that people didn't understand. And I'm still learning because I don't always get this, but I am learning, be direct. That doesn't mean be hard, be harsh, but say what it is, make it black or make it white. No gray areas, be direct. And if people have questions, let them ask. Many times we ruin relationships because we're committing overkill.
Right.
When if you just set your boundaries, be direct in what you're saying, not worry about people's feelings, as in, I'm not, again, not talking about being hard, but being direct. If they have questions, let them ask.
Right, right. Well, and when Josie says not worrying about other people's feelings, we're not talking about we're just out willy-nilly just cutting people, hurting people.
Right.
What we're saying is we're not allowing other people's feelings to control us. You know,
that's right.
It does bother me sometimes that I disappoint people. It does. But that disappointment.
It's human nature.
Yeah. But it's mm-hmm. not going to control me. You know,
right.
That your emotions, good, bad or indifferent. If I've got a healthy boundary there in business, personal, whatever, I feel it because I'm a human being. I feel it because I've got compassion. I feel it because I should feel it. But I don't allow it to control me. That's the thing. And go ahead.
No, 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 you go ahead. You got me all excited this morning.
Oh, well, I think that goes to point number four. We're talking about giving
it
yourself.
Does.
Go ahead, Josie.
I'm sorry. Give yourself permission. And that's the thing, Terry. To me, this kind of lines up with something we've spoken about in a few episodes or broadcasts before. Give yourself permission to be prepared for yes, to be prepared for no, and give yourself permission to be great. Because many times we don't realize that setting boundaries makes it where you're not all over the place. And if you set a boundary and then you're dealing with someone who, again, may not necessarily have anything negative or an ulterior motive, but because you've set that boundary, give yourself permission to say, I have to say no to this, or I have to say yes to this. And then give yourself permission to be ready to accept their response.
That's
but
right.
It does not mean you have to allow it, like Terry said, like you said, Terry, to control you. Boundaries are signs of a healthy relationship.
Right.
And they're also a sign of inner healthiness. Because if you're all over the place and you're trying to do everything and trying to please everybody, there's evidently something going wrong or something's not connecting or not adding up on the inside. A healthy person knows that there are going to be times when they're going to have to say no, and there are going to be times they're going to receive a no. There are going to be times they're going to say a yes, and there are going to be times they're going to receive a yes. That's just giving yourself permission to accept what is natural. We'll say consequences, but consequences aren't always bad. We just think that. But a yes is a consequence, and a no is a consequence.
Oh,
so
good.
Give yourself permission to receive those.
And just in the context, I want to bring this back into the context of business a little bit. You know, you meet so many business, small business people, salespeople, people that have to produce, you know, business to make a living. And one of the things that we can fall in a trap as business people is we just got to be all things to all people so we can make a sale. And we never tell people no. Well, we always, you know, and I just want to tell you, you can go out and promise the moon and in your heart of hearts, try to deliver the moon. But you do that to three or four people and all of a sudden you're in this plate spinning situation and they feel lied to. They feel like something was overstated. You feel worn out and feel used because they're pulling on you and you never can meet up to the promises made. And one of the things that, matter of fact, a guy came on board this week, he told me the very reason he came on board with us, Josie, is because in some of my webinars, I say, I'm here to talk some of you into doing this. And I'm here to talk some of you out of it.
That's right.
Because the point of that, there's some people I just don't want to do business with. And I mean, that's just the reality.
Right.
That's not trying to say I'm better than they are or they're lower or it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, I understand that there's a certain personality type and that is just not going to fare well in our business model as an entrepreneur because we give you tools, we give you training, but we don't hand you money. You got to go out and get it. And if you feel entitled that I've put in this effort and it should just warrant this kind of, then you aren't going to be a fit for our business. You're just not. And I'd rather save you and me the time and the headache and all this other stuff. But anyway,
absolutely.
And that to really that point goes to point number five, where it says practice self-awareness. In other words, know what you can and can't do and be fine with that. You know, there's another guy that came on the other day and I tried my best to talk him out of doing business, but he was determined to get inside our franchise and start doing business from home, which, you know, I commend him because he didn't give up even after me saying this roadblock. And the reason was, as I could pick up in just our conversation and some of the things he was saying, he says, I don't even know how to send out emails. And I was like, well, working from home, you got to be able to answer the phone, talk on the phone, but you also have to be able to send out emails and receive emails. I don't even know how to turn a computer on. And so I said, well, you just might want to consider because what we're doing here does involve working from home, which you got to have a computer. And I said, do you have a computer and internet? And he said, yes. And I know how to get on Facebook. My daughter set that up for me. And I was like, ooh.
Wow.
And so, you know what I did? I didn't tell him no, because at the end of the day, it's got to be his decision, yes or no. But I gave him the cost, you know, count the cost before you build a house. So I gave him an accurate picture and I said, you know, it costs this much to franchise with us. And here's the thing. You need to have a few hundred dollars to pay someone, a coach, a consultant, like Josie or someone else. God, I did give him your
or
name.
Or if Terry will accept it.
or someone, because they're going to charge you, you know, $50, $75 an right. hour to walk you through some things. And you just need to have that budget there. Because if you don't know this, this, and this, these are some essential skill sets that you got to know. And you know what? He said, that's fine. He says, I'm going to put aside $400 to pay someone just to teach me blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, at that point, you know, a boundary was set. He can't come back and say, well, I didn't realize, you know, all of that was set and it was explained to. And that's healthy business because it's healthy boundaries. And so I think that's so great.
Terry, you're really helping me. Forgive me for interrupting, because with myself being one of the consultants that you refer people to, you're really even helping me to know what questions to ask so you know better how to set boundaries, what you can say yes to and what you will say no to. It kind of goes back again to what you talked about earlier. Don't put yourself way out there just to help someone or just to make a buck. Right. You have to practice self-awareness, knowing what you can do, what your tolerance is, you know, what your abilities are, because when you get into a situation, then you have to think, okay, now how do I get out of this? How do I help this person without hurting them? Because now I have to try to figure out how to help them by doing what's best and getting us both out of this mess.
Right.
So, right. You know, and that goes in with business, like you're talking, and it goes with other relationships too, personal and whatever. But practicing that self-awareness and knowing, okay, this is where I am, you have to sometimes just stop and say, okay, I have to get a solution for this, and I got to do it now, because you don't want to overstep what yourself, what that inner voice and your instinct, your gut are saying to you. You have to hone into them, and it's best that you honor them.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And going on to point six, you need to consider your past and your present. I heard Tony Robbins say something profound yesterday. As I was listening to an audio book that you can get at terrywilson3.com/freebook if you want to download a free audio book, but a little shameless plug there. He was saying your biography doesn't have to be your destiny. And I thought that was profound.
That's real good.
You know, where you came from doesn't necessarily have to dictate where you're going. And so many times you see yourself through the lens of yesterday's failures, yesterday's disappointments. And that puts you in a mindset that then, well, I have no right to expect this or say this or set this boundary because I'm just such and such. Does that make sense? A real world example of that. I mean, if you want a job in the Southeast at churches, all you have to do is be a musician. You'll have people coming out of the woodworks trying to pull on you because they're just trying, you know, they want the musician in the church, right? And you've probably experienced. If you don't have healthy boundaries, what happens, Josie? You're at 15 different churches all the time, you know, and they're just using you just to be
no stability.
Yeah, they just want your ability. They just want this and want that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got an unhealthy or a situation, and I'm just using this as an illustration, but if that's how you see yourself and that's all I am, then all of a sudden that's the only place you go. So you can't let the past try to dictate where you're going. You got to let the past be the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Terry, I was thinking about, you know, how starting out in business many times, and, you know, I'm a perfect example of this, you know, you'll have something set out and it's like, okay, Josie, this is what you do. You do this, 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 and this. And because we want so much, we try to take in so much and do so much all at one time. I'm saying all that to make a point. If you are in business or whatever this relates to, you can allow yourself to make a U-turn and get it right, to just stop. It's okay if you messed up, just stop, set yourself a plan, and start again. You don't have to quit in whatever you're doing. You can still become successful if you don't allow, even if it's recent, what you did in the past or present past, you can still stop and start again, but this time make a decision to get things lined up correctly and start going and reach that new goal. Don't allow what you've done to, like Terry said, to dictate where you're going. It doesn't have to be that way. Hopefully we're encouraging someone this morning that even if you started in business and you didn't succeed, don't give up.
No.
It may or may not be the right niche.
That's right.
It could be something else that you're looking for. Terry and I both have backgrounds of multiple businesses. God knows we do. We could probably teach on just about everything out there. But the point is focusing on that one thing that you're good at. That one thing that, if necessary, you can then help somebody else learn in. You got to find what that thing is that you've learned from the past and even learn from your present and keep moving.
That's right. That's right. You can't let the past failures slow you down from where you're headed now. That's absolutely true. And the other thing is, you really, and I think this goes to show that you talked about having purpose for the pain. I think when we talked about a lot about what was going on down in Charleston.
Right.
You know, when those past failures happen, you know, that's gold in my mind. I mean, that's absolutely, you know, I tease my sister. She went off to university and she's a very educated woman. She's got degrees that coming out, you know, her closets. You know, there's a degree that falls out here. And, you know, and I, you know, I'm a 2-year dropout in college. And I tease her all the time. I says, where you're having to pay tuitions back, I'm having to pay for failed businesses. You know what I'm saying? So no one gets out of this life free. You're going to get educated one way or the other, either through your mistakes. So when you have those mistakes, just look at them. Hey, there's my degree. I'm hanging it up on the wall. You can't do it that way. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. Moving right along, because we're coming up on the 26 minute here, and the show's going to stop on us at 30 minutes. So make self-care a priority. Number 7, make your self-care a priority. And that's not being selfish. But if you don't have the energy, the time, the effort, the creativity to give, if you're not taking care of yourself to replenish your inventory, then you're no good for no one.
Absolutely not. And I won't even expound on that because we've been talking about it already anyway. But you got to be good for yourself and good for
us. That's right. Number 8, seek support. You know, no man's an island. You know, healthy people have healthy people around them. You know, I've never met anyone that took it to the next level that did not have mentors, did not have coaches, did not have people that's coming around them and saying, hey, try it this way, try it this way. So that goes back to another show. Number 9, be assertive. And that goes to what we were saying earlier. Don't be apologetic about, you know, I'm about. This is what I want to do. And number 10, I know I rushed through them, but we are running up on the clock here, Josie.
You're okay.
Is start small.
And like what I was talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Don't do everything at one time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like that all this has got to happen today. And business has got to be just like this today, or, you know, you've got to have your relationships defined just like this right now. Because it's going to take time. If you've been acting, conducting yourself in business and in personal relationships a certain way, then people have a certain expectation on you.
That's right.
So you're going to have to retrain people as you've been retrained. And I teach my children this all the time. You train people how to treat you, your posture, the way you're polite, the way you conduct yourself. That shows people this is how this person wants to be spoken to and treated. You know, my son works at a restaurant and was having some issues here and there with, you know, some of the people. And I said, you know, you can't, it's not that you're a bully. It's not that you just going out of your way to hit people, you know, emotionally or rhetorically, but you can say things in a certain way and hold your ground, hold your boundary. And I promise you, it won't happen like that again. And he was feeling intimidated because this. He went, he said, you know, this is the way it's going to have to be. And if we can't do it this way, I'm just not a fit. And lo and behold, they backed up. And I said, because there's certain personality types in the world, especially in business, that they will push. They will push.
They will.
They will. They will.
And they'll control you if you allow them to.
That's exactly right. And that's what it was, a situation. It was a person in authority that was just going to just go to the nth degree until they found the bottom where they couldn't go anymore. And that's what he was finding there. But anyway, Josie, it's been another great show with you. I appreciate you sitting in with me and sharing your insights and your wisdom.
Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.